Meat is being disrupted.
That tastes pretty real, though. I'm not going to lie.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Today, the Impossible Burger 2.0 arrives in restaurants around the country. The company, Impossible Foods, won all kinds of Best of CES awards at the Big Tech Show in Las Vegas last month for creating a plant-based meat replacement that smells, tastes, and looks like real beef. I tried version 1.0 at my neighborhood burger place in Oakland, and I admit, it's pretty close. There's also all kinds of science going into growing meat from real meat cells. Larissa Rudenko is a biotechnology expert and a visiting scholar in emerging technology at MIT. She says climate change, animal welfare, and human health are all driving huge investment in meat replacement technologies.
So on the plant side, we probably have hundreds of millions of dollars pouring in from various sources, including some of the companies going public, and some of the big ones have valuations in the low billions of dollars. The clean meat space is a little bit behind it in terms of funding, but I would say easily that the funding has been in the tens of millions of dollars, maybe approaching hundreds of millions.
What do you think, what challenges might come up as some of these technologies and efforts start to scale?
So some of the potential downstream ripple effects, if you will, are what are the components that go in? What is the supply chain like? Where are we going to get the ingredients that go into culturing these cells? Part of the downstream values-based effects is what's going to happen to the people who currently are ranchers or farmers?
So while it seems like it makes a ton of environmental sense to just switch over completely, as with every technology, right? It has a lot of unintended consequences.
It does have unintended consequences. And part of the bit about unintended consequences is that you don't always know what they're going to be. And I think one of the goals here is to have scale up that's affordable so that this doesn't just become food for rich people and that it instead provides food for everyone.
At what point do you think, I mean, it's hard to predict, but at what point do you think that tipping point could occur?
I think it's really going to be depending on the technology that's used to scale up and to ensure that you can get the price point down to a reasonable level. And the way to do this is not necessarily an immediate switch from one to the other, but rather a series of little steps where we slowly start moving from traditional ways of providing high protein food to people to more novel ways, but not necessarily in one single jump.
Larissa Rudenko is a visiting scholar in emerging technology at MIT. Now, if you want to compare plant-based burgers, Beyond Meat, another meat replacement company, has a burger in Carl's Jr. as of last month called the Beyond Famous Star Burger. Blind taste test, anyone?
I would get it. I would get it again.
And now for some related links. Venture capital investment in food tech is up and to the right over the last 5 years or so, according to the analytics firm CB Insights. As of mid-2018, food and drink startups had raised about $9.5 billion. And there are new venture capital funds popping up dedicated just to investing in food tech, like Stray Dog Capital, New Crop Capital, and Terra Capital. And big food companies are also creating corporate funds. Last October, the Kraft Heinz company launched a $100 million venture capital fund to invest in food tech. Tyson Foods and the Campbell Soup Company also have funds or investment in emerging food technology, like meat replacement, but also in things like tracing the food supply chain for safety purposes. And actually, even though we talk a lot about what I like to call petri meat when it comes to beef, experts told us that coming up with fish replacement is almost more urgent. Raising and feeding cattle is really terrible for the environment, but overfishing is a crisis. Like, we're running out of fish right now. The Wall Street Journal had a good story last fall about attempts to create fish alternatives using everything from tomatoes for a sushi-like product called ahimi to eggplant, carrot, and root vegetables mixed with pea protein, peas like the bean. Look, don't think about the pea protein. Think about saving a poor little fishy. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. You trust Marketplace to cover more than business news. You rely on us to connect the dots between complex economic issues and why they matter to you. To keep public service journalism going strong, please go to marketplace.org today and become a Marketplace investor with a donation in any amount. We appreciate your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.